Tupperware, which once revolutionized women's lives, is facing financial peril. The brand sealed its spot in American lore as a synonym for kitchen storage. If you want to lock in freshness, Tupperware really locks it in. But these days, Tupperware struggles to keep itself fresh, as NPR's Alina Selyukh reports.
Goes in the big one, like that.
Stacey Satung calls herself the Philly Tupperware Lady. She started selling Tupperware during the pandemic, now trying it on Instagram and TikTok.
I've gotten 4 sales from TikTok this week, which feels like so exciting.
Individual dealers like her to this day are how Tupperware makes most of its money. They often sell on Facebook or at virtual parties. The company does have a website, thousands of trendy things like cold brew carafes and ice pop molds. But its fundamentals harken back to its roots.
Tupperware is best when it's shown.
Women selling to women, ideally in a living room.
When I have the ability to go to a house and do a house party, I just love, love, love it. Because I can cut an onion for you in 3 seconds, or we can bake a cake in the microwave.
Now Tupperware is scrambling to avoid bankruptcy. This happened slowly over a decade. Growing debt, a shrinking sales force, declining sales. Faith Davis-Ruffin says also huge shifts in our habits.
I really think that it's people's lives. American lives changed tremendously.
She's a curator at the National Museum of American History, whose Tupperware collection is proof of just how influential these products once were.
Close the door, come in. Close the alarm will go off.
In a storage room above the public museum, Ruffins opens a cabinet to a rainbow of pastels and earth tones.
Various kinds of Tupperware that range from little cups to bigger storage bowls.
Looks like some spoons.
And some spears, like you put...
sandwiches.
Yeah, little sandwiches or little finger food on.
It's like a dream 1950s cupboard, except we have to wear surgical gloves.
Well, you know, we're in the forever business.
The forever business was certainly Tupperware's dream, the brainchild of inventor Earl Tupper. After World War II, he created the softer plastic and a patented lid with a double seal, said to be inspired by the paint can. Here's an early ad.
You can freeze it, stack it, any which way.
The invention really needed a show-and-tell. Enter a single mother in Detroit named Brownie Wise, who convinced Tupper to sell at Tupperware parties and led their runaway success. She tapped a cultural moment. Women lost wartime jobs back to men. A spike in divorces left many scrambling for income. And, of course, the baby boom. Sprawling suburbs, bigger families, housewives in aprons.
The girls get together and meet their old friends and make some new ones. Then there's a demonstration.
Tupperware ladies got a cut of each sale and won wild rewards like Cadillacs. Brownie Wise became the first woman on the cover of Business Week for letting generations of homemakers see themselves as saleswomen. Here's Ruffins.
Tupperware becomes a kind of iconic example of home life and domesticity.
It spread everywhere. Even the Queen at Buckingham Palace was said to keep cornflakes in a Tupperware. When Tupper's patents expired in the 80s, his special lid became common, and his company name outgrew the company. Now we might buy Rubbermaid or Glad or OXO, but is it plastic for leftovers? That's a Tupperware. At the American History Museum, I ran into some high school students by a display of classic Tupperware.
How many of you knew it was an actual name of an actual brand?
Is it a brand?
It's a brand.
Okay.
No, I thought it was just the regular name for, like, containers.
Now, Tupperware's debt is over 10 times bigger than the company's value. For years, it spent big on dividends for shareholders and committed to selling through dealers instead of stores. Only last year did it finally sign a long-term partnership with Target. During the pandemic, when everyone cooked at home, Tupperware's profits suddenly surged. Executives claimed, see, things are turning around. But it was a blip. Ruffins, as a historian, takes the long view.
Many American companies do not last 75 or 80 years.
There is a saying that everyone dies twice, once with your last breath, and again when your name is spoken for the last time. By that measure, Tupperware did crack the forever business, even if it goes out of business. Alina Selyukh, NPR News.